Well, hi, Chris. Yeah, we had a little excitement in Carmel that centered around my office this morning. I had officers show up at my office in right in downtown Carmel at the corner of Rangeline and Main and say that they'd gotten a 911 call with a bomb threat. And the person reported that he was actually in my office at my desk and was going to blow up my building that my office is in at Rangeline in Maine. And I was at my desk in my office, so we know that's not right. Some speculation, I was being swatted, if you're familiar with that term, where someone makes a call hoping the SWAT team shows up and, you know, shoots you or hurts you or other bad things happen if cooler minds don't prevail. But Carmel police were the consummate professionals. They were just outstanding throughout the whole thing. They know me, and I knew the officers, and so that wasn't going to happen. They told me what was going on and confirmed there was no one else in my office, brought a bomb dog in, went throughout the building. They're very thorough. They had a drone up. They actually blocked off a full block on both Main Street and Rangeline just for, you know, the public safety. And then you know, I stuck around and talked to the officers. Interestingly enough, while the officers were still there, the guy called me, and the number apparently was the same number that had called Carmel 911. And so I took the call and had it on speaker so the officers could hear what I could hear. And it was a guy who just repeatedly said he was going to kill me. You know, anything I said, he just told me to shut the F up. So anyway, the officers you know, were able to listen to that call, and I'm sure they're trying to trace the number. Said it was an Iowa call, so I don't know if it is or not. You know, we all know our caller IDs are useless anymore from all the spam calls we get that say they're from, you know, your neighborhood, and it's actually from India or something. So I don't know. I don't know what the motivation was. I don't know who this individual is. It wasn't a number or a voice that I recognized. So, but the whole thing, you know, Carmel PD could not have possibly handled it any better. They were consummate professionals, and I was glad that they handled everything the way they did.